This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The border between Egypt and Israel, known as the Philadelphia Corridor, is a sticking point for the ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, says Israeli government spokesman David Mensah during an online press briefing.
The IDF has killed more than 17,000 of the estimated 30 to 40,000 of the Hamas terrorist army, which is why the Philadelphia Corridor, the Hamas lifeline of terrorist smuggling, is so crucial.
After more than 10 months of war, officials from the United States and mediators, Egypt and Qatar are set to meet in Cairo for a new round of ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas this week, but confirmation is still pending. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an address, said that Ukraine's operation in the Kursk region continues and that they control the designated areas as their surprise incursion into Russian territory continues. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the border areas of the Sumy region on Thursday. There, he met with Commander-in-Chief Alexander Sirsky and the head of the Sumy military administration. In his latest address, Zelensky said that Ukraine continues its operation in the Kursk region. For his part, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday held a meeting with senior officials about the situation in Russian regions bordering Ukraine. Putin accused Ukraine of an attempt to attack the Kursk nuclear power plant, which is located close to the areas Ukrainian forces are currently controlling. VOA cannot verify the information about the nuclear power plant attack independently. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
For pictures, stories, videos, and more, follow VOA News on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit VOA.